Gemara, the Torah lists off the Suvai Kahuna, the various women that a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol is forbidden to marry. So the Chumash says a Kohen is forbidden to marry a Grusha. The Mishnahis make it clear that a Kohen is forbidden to marry even Grusha Tatsmo, even if I were, if I were a Kohen, and I was married to a girl and I divorced her and I remarry my own former wife, it's also forbidden. Not only forbidden to marry a Grusha Tacheret. Even a Grusha Satsma is also Asura. Not only a Grusha Satsma is Asura, the Pasuk says, Jeisha Grusha Meisha, La Yakafa. If a woman was divorced from her husband, is La Yakafa. So the Gemara has a comment on that in the end of Masech HaGittin. The Gemara has a Machlokes, the Mishnah, the last Perek. Perek HaMagam. The last Perek in Gittin has a Machlokes of Lezer Nachachamim. What does it mean if a man divorces his wife? And he says, Harin the Gita, Baharev Gureshis is Mimani, Baharev Muteresh Mecholodam, Chutz Meyodam Ploni. So Rav Lezer says she's Mugureshes is Mimani, she's Muteresh Mecholodam, Chutz Meyodam Ploni. And the Chachamim say no, that the get is not Chal at all. That a get is only valid if she becomes Muteresh Mecholodam. If it makes a Shiur, so Binan Kreis Gita Valeko. The Torah says, V'nasim L'Seifa Krisus. Krisus means Zabah HaKoriz Beinola Beinola, that there's no connection left anymore. And if he gives her a get with a shear, that she's asura to Ploni. For what good reason should she be asura to Ploni? She's still an Eishes Ish, Klapi Ploni. Klapi everybody else, she's not an Eishes Ish. It means that the husband has retained part of his issues with his wife. So that's a lack of creases, being in trade deep of a lack. And the Chacham said the whole get is no good. So the Gemara has a comment, even though the Chacham said the whole get is no good, and nevertheless, she's asura le kahuna. If the husband is a Kohen, and he divorces his wife, and he gives her a get, and he says, Harem Ataras Mukhaladim Chutz Meyodim Ploni. If you say the get is not Kal, so the get is not Kal. So then the husband is still married with his wife. So he should be Mutta to remain with his wife. So the Pasuk says, no. V'isha Grusha Meisha, Afilu Lanis Garsha Ela Meisha, is already Lo Yikach. Even if the husband divorced his wife, that she's divorced from him, but she's not Mataras Lashur Madam. Even a bigger Chiddush, the Gemara says. Not only if he says, Harem Mukhaladim Meneni, Mataras Lachaladim Chutz Meyodim Ploni. Then in such a case, she's asura labayla koin. Even if he says harei mukureshis is for many, the harei iat muteres l'shuma adam boilam, it's also called an isha grusha neisha. Filo lo nizgarsha ela me isha, even though she was only nizgarsha from her husband, she was never niteres l'shuma adam shaboilam. That's enough to ask of a kahuna. That's how the Gemara darshan to the in the last parak in Gittin. The Rambam quotes that that's called reach haget, something that's not really a get, but it smells like a get. It's called reach haget. The Rambam quotes that din. And him Hagirish and Reach Haget, and he writes that it's only the Rabbanim. Like in Mishnah, on the side of that Rambam, writes that the other Mephoreshim disagree with the Rambam, that the Gemara Darshan is from a Pasuk. So it's a real din d'oraisa. Why should we assume that it's only Asnachtim of the Rabbanim? The simple reading of the Gemara is, what is this Tana do with the Pasuk? What is the other Tana do with the Pasuk? Rav Lezer learns out from this Pasuk that it is a good get. He says, Harei Mugurash is made in the Tavis Vacholam Chutzmet Laini, Baharaye, Misha Grusha Misha Laikocha, that the get asks her Labaila Koin. Even though she's not Muteris L'choladam. And the Chacham say, no, it's only a din of Reach Haget that passes L'chum. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that it's a real Drashi Gemara deraisa, just like Rav Lezer learns out his din from this Pasuk, so the Chacham learned out their din of Reach Haget from this Pasuk. The Shagas Aryeh has a tshuva. The Shagas Aryeh HaKadoshes. He has a tshuva on this issue. Shagas Aryeh has a different kind of tshuva, not like we have a new Shagas that came up in 1985 or something. Shagas Aryeh says, when is the Sot Mon Krishna? He writes a tshuva on that. When, it's Tfilas Arvis Vishus, you know, old Shailas. All things that are Shailas in the Gemara. He has a Shailas, it's not really a Shailas of Tshuva, the Shailas, most of it. And the Tshuva Tachadoshes, he has a few things that are new Shailas that came up. But most of the Tshuva Shailas are, you have Ruri Halacha, what's the din? He has a Tshuva, what he calls the Tshuva Laloha, and the Reach Haget. Is Reach Haget the Raisa the Rabbanan? So he has a few pages, he says, the Raisa. Machlek is the Rambam Magnishna, and he says, the Rambam is wrong, and the Magnishna is right. That's his Tshuva. And then the next truth he has is, how many situations are there that we would label as Reach Haget? Is there only one case of Reach Haget, namely the Isha Grusha Mei Isha? Harei HaMugurash is Memeni Meteres L'chol Adam Chutz Meyodim Ploni. Or Harei HaMugurash is Memeni V'Harei Iyach Meteres L'shum Adam. That's also Isha Grusha Mei Isha. Or maybe I should say that there are other additional cases of Reach Haget. What about a case where I gave a get and there was some kind of a psuk? Let's say I give Tzulikitach Magavi Karka. I put the get down on the table and I say, Harei Zekitach. Till the gitach malgabi hashulchan, the wife picks up the get on her own. The Rabbah says in the Gemara that it's no good. It's interesting. The Mishnah doesn't say. The Rabbah in the Gemara says that it's no good. Till the gitach malgabi karka is no good. In yeshivas, we interpret that there are many dinim in the Mishnayos that are based on Rabbah's assumption, but the actual din of Rabbah itself doesn't appear in the Mishnah. Interesting halacha. The Rabbi says, "Sliki techmagabi karka psula apostle get." So would that constitute a reah haget or not? Many other psula. For instance, you write to get the mechuber, you write to get shalav shema. What would be the din? The grad of shalav shema. This is sugi in the Gemara. Beginning of perek palaget. The third perek begins. The Gemara has a machlokes amaroi. One opinion in the Gemara is that a get that's nichtav shalav shema, although the get is not kosher, but it does accomplish a reah haget. And the other opinion is no. It depends what kind of a shalav shema it is. If the get, if the sofrim were writing lehislame just to practice, they have a school to teach sofrim, no? TPR. They teach sofrim how to write. Let's say they have a school, but they teach the sofrim how to write git. It's a good profession, by the way. They make a lot of money. There are a lot of people getting the book. Anyone who's interested in shtak, should go into it. It's a good field. The service to the Jewish community also. We need young people who know the deen, know how to write deen, make a lot of money. The umnas and tea of the talent, make a nice finance, you have all day long to learn.
I was wondering about that. Somebody also did that for the Edom, that they used to pay the Edom to practice their signatures and to be professional Edom. But isn't there, there's an issur for a dayan who accepts, who gets paid the halacha is batel. So why isn't that applied to
Gittin
as well?
The Mishnah says that an aid who gets paid is Eidus of the Taylor, Eidus of Psula.
Yeah.
So the Rishonim explain in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote, that's only if I saw a murderer, or I saw a halvor, or I saw a hezek, and then I refuse to testify in court unless they pay me money. But if they tell me they want me to travel to Brooklyn, or they want me to travel to Tennessee, in order to witness a get, or in order to be aided by a chasna, by a chalitza, in order to sign or something like that, so then I can charge money for... But we're spending my time. If I already saw the event and they want me to come and testify in court, but then I'm not allowed to charge money. But if they want me to come in advance, I can say, if you pay me money, I'll be happy to come. If you don't pay me, I don't want to come. I'm not free to go be present by his debt.
Right.
What am I not free? Uh-huh. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Misara HaGet is more of a problem. Why the Misara HaGet is allowed to take money? So they quote in Shulchan Aruch, they give reasons, but also because he spends time on it. He spends time. The Chalitz is more of a problem. I guess it's not so bad. Chalitz is more of a problem if you're allowed to take money to be misad by chalitz. So the Achrayim talk about that. So the Gemara has three different opinions in Gittin, beginning of the third parak, regarding a get that's nichtav shalav lishma. One opinion in the Amoraim, and Amoraim, three sheets in Amoraim. One Amoraim is of the opinion that any get that's written shalav lishma is a reha get, and she's asur lakuna. The other opinion in the Gemara, is that there are two types of shalav lishma. And if the get is written just for practice, the sofer wrote it lehislame, but then it's mamish, not even the shame gerishin at all, it's just lehislame, then it's not at all a get, then it's not a reach a get, it's nothing, it's gonish mugash, GMG. But if the get was written lehishen get, the get was written lehishen get, no? Isn't that sickness? No. You go to the doctor, they said, you have GMG, that's gonish mugash. But if the get was written lehishen get, but I have two wives with the same names. I told the slave to write the get for the younger wife, for the older wife. I got rid of the old hair. And I want to rename with the younger one. And then I changed my mind later and I take that get that was nifta for the gdolo. Because of the garish is hagdolo. The girish boy is haktanos. The Mishnah says it's psula. But it has to be lishma, lishem ishazu. It's not sufficient if it's lishem garish in general. It has to be lishem garish in elu. So then one opinion in the Gemara says that such a get is called a get, but it's a get puzzle. So that would constitute the reha get. We don't pass like that. The next opinion in the Gemara is that there are four opinions in the Gemara. The next opinion in the Gemara is that if I have two wives with the identical same name, and I tell the sefer, write a get for my wife Rachel Bat Avraham, and I have two wives with the same name, and I'll make up my mind later. Eizah Sheretz Agarish, I'll make up my mind later. So the Gemara says that that's no good because ain't Breyer. The simple reading of the Gemara, if you would have held Yesh Breyer with the Araisa, then the get would have been good. It would have been considered a different Lishma. But because we passed the name Breyer with the Araisa, so that get is considered Nichtav Shavah Lishma. Tosafot has a famous comment on that Gemara, on that Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Oymeri quoted in Eben Ezra Lalach, it's an important Tosafot, a little Tosafot. It's usually the cloud. The small Tosafot in Arachim are much more important than the big, long, complicated Tosafot. Small Tosafot are sometimes more basic, more fundamental. There's a little Tosafot here. Oymeri, that even if the din were that yesh breyer is the raisa, the get would still be no good if he says eizah sheretz agarish, because it means lishma. Because of lishma means it has to be mavura bishat tziva for which wife it's being written. So even if you hold in general yesh breyer by other halachim, but by lishma it doesn't help to say yesh breyer. But it doesn't matter. We pass an aloha in Brei Rebbe Deraita. So the get is no good anyway. So there's a third opinion in the Gemara that if a get is nichtav shaloi l'shmo, it's not even a reacha get. But it was nichtav shaloi l'shmo in the worst possible way, that this Dauphin were writing into Islam just to practice. Or the get was nichtav shaloi l'shmo, that it was written with Shem Gerish, but not with Shem Gerish, and it was written for a different wife. But if the get was nichtav, maybe for this wife, maybe for that wife. I told the Sofik Ksov Leza Sheotzah Garish, and later on I decided to be in the Garish, either the Gdol or the Ktano. In such a case, that would constitute a Re'ah HaGet. You can really understand, it's not so bad, because the Prosh Pshat is, because the Machlekes Achram, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Yamshal Shlomo, whether this is right. But the Prosh Pshat in the Gemara, in the end of Beit, the Gemara says, what's the Pesach HaLocha? Do you think it's Yesh Breira or Ein Breira? So the Ran in the Dorm, the first Ran in Perak HaShutm, has three sheets, yes, no. One sheet is yes, Rabbein Tam Pasch in Yesh Breira, another Rishon Pasch in Ein Breira. And the Ran says, they're both wrong. The Deraita, Ein Breira, the Rabbon Yesh Breira. That's the Ran. HaShutm, both the Gemara in the end of Beit. So the Gemara says, the Deraita, Ein Breira, the Rabbon Yesh Breira. So how do you understand the Deraita, Ein Breira, the Rabbon Yesh Breira? So the simple pshat is, there are three sheep, is yes, no, maybe. Let's take it a dinner, whether yesh brer or ain't brer. You always yes. What's the din? Zay machloik. The other sheep is yes, no, maybe. Third sheep is maybe, a suffix. What means suffix? So if the rice is say ain't brer, means suffix, you draw the chum. Take the rice of the chumer, so you say ain't brer. With the rabbanon, you say speak of the rabbanon lakuba, so you're allowed to say yesh brer. But what if you would have a case where saying yesh brer would have been lakuba to the rice? So then the first of Shat in the Gemara perhaps would be, that's how the Kesef Mishnah says. That's the Kesef Mishnah of the Yamshal Shlomo. The first of Shat in the Gemara would be that the right Ein Breira is because you go Lechumre, you say Ein Breira. But saying Yesh Breira will be Lechumre, then you say Yesh Breira is the right. That's the first of Shat. So here, if I tell a Soifik, Soif get Leishti, I have two wives, a Dola and a Ktana, and I say Leizah She'erta Agar Shena. So should the get be good or not? So if you wouldn't hold from that Re, you would have said that the issue hinges on whether yesh breira or ein breira. If you hold yesh breira be deraita, the get would be kosher of garish, but if you hold ein breira be deraita, the get would be no good. So we say ein breira, the get is no good, the garish, but if the get is mamish no good, pasul agamre, pasul bottom and atoira, so then it's not even a reacha get, and she's muteris labai lakoin. So that's already lakula. So lakula be deraita, you wouldn't say ein breira. So lakumra, you should say yesh breira, to say that maybe the get was really kosher, and therefore she's asur labai lakoin. That would be the simple shot. That's perhaps the third sheet in the Gemara. Then the Gemara has a fourth sheet, and that's how we talk about it. Even in the case of Ksov Leizah She'ertag Hasheno, the case with the Breire, and I gave the get to one of my two wives, it's, even in that case, the get is so puzzled that it doesn't even constitute a Re'ah HaGet. Why not? I was just made a good treasure. You should say, Yesh Breire v'derayt v'lechumra? No. Either because of the Re, even because they say like the Reed, that's the final maskanas like Gemara. There are four sheetas, so the final maskanas like the fourth opinion, that even if you would have held yesh breira b'deraita, it would have still been no good, because the cut of l'shmas mashman has to be mevura b'shas k'sibah leidush eidisha misgareshes begedze. Even if you held yesh breira, it's also no good menater, either like the Reed, or perhaps like the Maharshal, like the Yamshal Shlomo. That ein breira b'deraita is not because you go l'chumra. It's a din v'taras v'adai, ein breira b'deraita. Very strange, why should it be yesh breira b'derabonim? If you hold ein breira b'deraita is a din v'taras v'adai, why should it be that b'derabonim is yesh breira? That's the marshal. Those are the four sheets. So the marshal, the bir agron, he'll just air this. Another time, of course, the wrong marshal gives you an abridged form. Marshal is very long, he gives you in 5 lines what the marshal has. That's long. He says that the stock of the Gemara. I think the Mashal is above the Kama. I don't know. The Gemara discussed. I'm not mistaken. I think it's above the Kama. I'm still the other English. The Gemara above the Kama. Four shall snake shoot them. Now for Kama Sharah Hamar, so they both pay, and then the Gemara has details about a verse of snake shoot them. What's the din of Yesh Breir and Breir? I think that's where the Mashal is, if I'm not mistaken. Because Mishnah is on the Rama, and Hilfus Gerishan, I think. So the Marshal says that the tzaka of the Gemara, that the deraita ain't greater, but the rabbanon yesh greater, is not that we treat it as if it were a speker of dina. So we say speker of deraita l'kumna and speker of rabbanon l'kula. No, we say the deraita ain't greater, but there is b'chad. Even if assuming that yesh greater, but deraita would have been a kumra, we still say ain't greater, but deraita. It's not a topic at all. It's the Torah's b'chad. But the Rabbanon is a different thing. Yesh Breir, the Torah's Bada, not the Torah's Sveik of the Rabbanon. It's a separate Allah. That's the Marsha. So the Shagat Zaryan, I don't know. Very strange. That's why I say the simple pshat of the Gemara is not so. Simple pshat is like the Kent Mishnah right. That the right the Embrer, but the Rabbanon Yesh Breir, because we treat it as a Sveik of the Dina. That the right the right of the Chumra, but the Rabbanon, Sveik of the Rabbanon Kula. That's the simple pshat. And Mashal says, no, that's not the reason why. That the right the Embrer is the Torah's Vada, even if it were the Chumra, to say Yesh Breir.
You know, in all these cases when the
four cases
when the get is not good,
how do you
know that
it
still has
a reef again? So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. One opinion is that any get that's missed of shlomo get. Next, four different opinions in the Gemara.
And how do other rest of the Gemara have to get it all? It's not a get. Even this is no good, even that is no good, even that is no good.
Well, the Mishnah says that they're all no good. Mishnah says they're all no good, the garish lo tishta. But the Gemara has a discussion among Amaroim, when is it a reef again? That's on Chof Heim and Aleph. Different opinions on Chof Heim and Aleph. So the Shagatai quotes this Gemara on Chof Heim and Aleph, and he says the Maskonis Gemara is that there's only in the whole wide world there's only one Reach Haget. That's the case that the Gemara has in the last Perek in Gittin, the Hamagarish. He wrote a get and he says Harei Abugoresh is many of the Harei Yiyot Meteres Meshum Adam. He wrote a get and he says Harei Meteres Mechol Adam Chutz Meslan. Isha Grusha Mei Isha. That's the only case. And any other psul in the world does not constitute a Reach Haget. Those are the two tshuvas in the Shagatai. First tshuva he writes in the Chadosh. First Jew he writes is against the Rambam. The Reach Haget is a din d'oraisa like the Magen Mishnah. He says that Rov HaRishonim have to hold like that, because that's a simple reading of the Gemara. The next Jew he writes is that the only case in the whole world of Reach Haget is a case that the Gemara has on the left hand. It's interesting, the Gemara has on that Kof Dalet on the base.
I'm sorry,
and the Gemara comes to the Maskona that none of these Gitnak constitute a Reach Haget. What about other cases though? Maybe there, what about a get from the Chuber? What about Kulgi Tehman Rabbi Karaka? There's so many other students. The Rambam has a list of 10 things that can go wrong in a get. So it's really a get. So he says that once you come to the Maskonis HaGemara, I'll pay him an hour. But none of these students of Shalom Shema Reach HaGet. So he claims that what that Maskona means is that there's only one Reach HaGet in the whole world. Period. There's only one thing that's a Reach HaGet.
If you
go back to the Rambam, that's the only thing Rabbanim. So it makes more sense to say that there are other games. It's only these Rabbanim. Because if they're right, so they have one possible, so they set it up to find another game. Could be. I don't remember. It could be that that's what he says is probably that is it. I don't remember the Shura Shara. There is an interesting sushtel. The Gemara is Mitzarev two dinim over here. There is a din of Reach Haget and there is a din of Chalit Ksuba. There is a din if a man was married and he died leaving no children to his wife and he leaves a living brother, so his wife has to have Chalit Ksuba from the living brother in order to be allowed to remarry. There are a lot of things that can go wrong in a Chalit Ksuba also. You have to do Chalit Ksuba from the right foot of the Yavam. You have to have kavana for chalitza. The chalitza shoe has to be made from leather. If it's only made from cloth, so it's no good. So one of those, the chalitza has to be bar mitzvah. If the yavam is a katan, so it's no good. Even the yavama has to be a bat mitzvah. That's a shalif, that's a din deraisa, din derabon. But the din is, it's a din. The yavama has to be bat mitzvah. So the Gemara has a whole discussion that there is an institution of chalitza psula. If the yavam and the yavama did a chalitza, and there was some kind of a psul. Let's say the shoe was not a leather shoe, it was cloth, or they used the left leg instead of the right leg. So the Gemara says, sometimes there are different opinions in the Gemara when we apply this din, but everybody agrees there is an institution, just like there is an institution of Reach Haget, and we assume that it's a din there, right? And so too there is an institution of chalitza psulo. That normally the Yavam has the option, the Yavam and the Yavam have the brayer of either getting married, doing Yibum, or practicing Chalitza. You have to do either one or the other. What happens if the Yavam did already Chalitza? So then we say, Kocha Yosef Lisha Shelo Yivna is based off. What is that Shelo Yivna? You should say, Kocha Yosef Lisha Shelo Bona is based off. How do you know he's not going to marry her in the future? So the Tanoim say, from that part, we say, Shelo Yivna, the Kim Shelo Bona, Shelo Yivna. Once he does Chalitza, he's forbidden for the rest of his life to ever do Yibum. What happens if the Yavam and the Yavam did a Chalitza, but it was a Chalitza Psula? So the Chalitza was not good to be Matahar Lashuk, Lehinasi Lashuk. Do I say that nevertheless it was Shmei Chalitza, Le Osro Al Hayavam, or Le Osro Al Ha'achim? since the chalitza was done, even though the chalitza was the tool, now she's forbidden to have any evil. The Pashta says it doesn't make any sense. If the chalitza is good, and she's muteris mehinas la'ashuk, if the chalitza is no good, so she's muteris to have evil. They didn't do any chalitza yet. So the Gemara says, not so. There is an institution of chalitza psula. Sometimes I say, ain't a chalitza plala klaus, it's garnished and garnished, nothing happened at all. And sometimes I say, no, it's a chalitza, but it's a chalitza psula. It's a chalitza only, not la'atira la'ashuk, but it's a chalitza li'yasro le'kohen. Chalitza psula would ask it to a friend, let's say the oven will die later. And she'll no longer need any chalitza, but she'll be called a chalitza. Chalitza is asur l'kain. Or it'll be called a chalitza, the yasur al ha'achim, that she's forbidden to have evil now. So what's this institution of chalitza p'tula? Is this a din d'oraisa, or is this a din d'rabbanan? So there's no makor, either isn't even any pasuk. So the pashtus in the Gemara, if you would ask me, I would have said that it's a din d'rabbanan. So Rabbanav Asman writes in his Seif on Yevamos, he thinks that it may be a din d'oraisa. Because in the fact that the Gemara in Gitnaf of Dalet going over to Daf Kofei and Allah puts it together with Recha Get, and we assume he doesn't go into the issue of the Rambam and the other Shem. We assume that Recha Get is a real din d'oraisa. It derives in this pasuk, Yishu Grusha Meisha. So we have an institution already of a Recha Get, that the Get is not good Malhakul Ashur, but other dinim that are based on, other dinim that come about by virtue of the fact that the Get was given Achal, the Chumrus of the Get Achal, even though the marriage is still intact. He thinks that maybe this pasuk Yishu Grusha Meisha should be the source of the whole institution of Chalitza Ptula. Because even though the Chalitza is not Matal Ashur, but still it answers Lekoyim, Chalitza Asur Lekoyim, and should answer Al Kalu Akim to do Yibim and so on. It's a fantastic kid. That's what he says based on the two Shtalim in Yimah. Yes.
So maybe there's a difference. So the rice would not be the Ake, the Yom, and the other Ake.
Mm-hmm.
The current point to Rabbanah.
I don't remember what the din is. I don't remember the fish. What's the din of a chalitza psula? There's an asa l'chayim. I'm not sure. I think there's a Gemara over here does not talk about it. I'm not sure. I think it would ask. The pastor says that it's only the Rabbanim, but he suggests that it may be a din d'oraisa based on this pasuk. So this is the din that we learn out from this pasuk. Yishu grusha meisha, that a kohen is also the grusha, even grusha sakma, even a grusha with a get wasn't even chal, it's only a reacha get. It still asas labai lo kohen. What if the husband gave a get just mechumra? So we have a common shaila in America. Let's say a couple were married civilly, a couple were married by a reformed rabbi, and there never were any eidim lekiyum adov b'shas kiddushin, and then later on they get divorced. So the poskim have a machlekes in this case whether the ikar adin they need a get or not. So in Europe they had the shaila. Right? The last time of the year they had the shaila. People are civilly married. They didn't have reformed rabbis. They had people who were civilly married, and then later on they break up, so they need a get. So everybody always required a get. So the shaila, what if you can't get a get? Do you say that the woman is really an ishish or not? So the Zara Abram has a tshuva. One of the rabbanim in London wrote a sefer where he collected everybody's opinion. So the Zara Avram quotes in his sefer that all of the Gzolim in Europe were makel, that Nikra didn't you only get, except for the Ragachava had a wild shita that there's a din of Belegesh, and Belegesh is Ishus, and you need to get for that, even though there was no Eidus of Kimadala. That's the Ragachava. And Rav Henkin from New York, that's what he quotes. Rav Henkin from New York held that you need to get Nikra din. But before all the poskim held against Rav Henkin, that Lachatzila we require a get, but Nikra din you don't need a get. Won't be in such a case that woman was civilly married. And then she gets divorced. And they give a get, and the get is only b'tara schumer b'yamu, because mikra din, if he can't get the get, so she's permitted to marry even without the get. But she got a get. And now she falls in love with a kohen. Do I treat her like a grusha or not? So this is not even a reacha get. A reacha get, at least, he was married to the woman, and then he gave a get that was a possible get. But at least there was a marriage there. She was never even married to the guy. Let's say I go over to a single girl and I give her a get and I say, however Guresh is a man. That's nothing. So if I'm civilly married to a girl, I'm not married to her. So I'm not her husband. What do you mean I give her a get? A get is nothing. It's a kosher get, but I'm not married.
So what's the point for
them?
What do they give the get for?
The kosher for the Ragat Shavuot and for Rabbi Henkin
Zohar.
So they give a get. Why would she be a zonah?
She
was living with a Nachri. Yeah, we pass from that's not called Bilaznut. One time Rav Lezer holds, Rav Eliezer holds, Nivul al-Pasal of Solo, that Lezer Sheet is upon Habor Afluyon, Asur Zayin. That whenever a girl has a Diyo, not during Isha, she becomes a Zayin Asur Zayin. And the Gemara says, Nivamas, Leis Lakosh Lahadir Rab Lezer. That no one holds like Rab Lezer. Rabbi Yochum Perla has a whole essay in his Seif HaMitzvot, where he claims it's not so Poshit, that the Rabbi Shonim, the whole group of Shonim, didn't have that Yirsum in the Gemara, and they hold that they didn't, that you have to be Lezer Rab Lezer Sheet. But we don't pass him like him with all his Rishon. The Shulchan Aruch we pass him against Rav Lezer. That's funny how Baal Abdu Mish, Lo Lashem Mish, this is Lo Yachto Ozein.
So what's the definition of Lover?
Zayin is a machlek in Tatanayim and Yivam is what the definition is. So Rabbi Kiva says, Zayin Kipshuta, Zayin Kishmo. A girl is a Zayin, with different people is a Zayin. And then the Chachamim say no.
And it has to be for money?
No, it doesn't have to be for money. So nothing is also a Zayin. But let's say the girl lives for 1 year during her freshman year in college, she has a kviyas with this guy. During her sophomore year, she's nizana with that guy, and it's a kviyas. For a long period of time, she keeps one boyfriend, and she switches. And she doesn't alternate to say that. So then, Rav Shlomo Kruger has a children, he says that that's not called the zayna kipshuta. It's the kviyas with one, and the kviyas with another one. So she doesn't, then it's only Rav Lezer Sheet at the point of Habarot, and Shlomo Shemisha Tansor Zayna. The Gemara says, "Leis l'chosh l'hadar Rav Lezer." We don't pass like Rav Lezer.
Doesn't
Zayin
Kipshuta mean
Tatsu
Zabal?
The what?
Zayin Kipshuta means
Tatsu Zabal? That's one din. That's one kind of a Zayin Kipshuta. But the Gemara has another kind. She's Mizana with different people. That's also a Zayin.
So
the
Gemara
has
different people then, actually.
Yeah.
That's
the Zayin. No. The Mishnah has the Chachamim say, that a zono and samach alechem and alechem yirom. The Chachamim say a zayin is a giyores and a mshakreres zish enivol abil aznus. These three people. A giyores, mshakreres is also giyores, or a nivol abil aznus. This is called a zayin. That's how we pass them. And Gemara on the base, this is on the base. On the Chalvan base on the same page. Gemara on the base there, both the brides will have different opinions. The one opinion is that if she's nizana indiscriminately with different people, she doesn't have any kviyas with one particular person. So the shaila is, how do we paskin? So the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim in the Mishnah, Samachal from Adalos. It ain't zayin el giyores mishacheres shenivul abilaznus, and he doesn't quote that. She's nizana with many different people. The pashut is zayin, he doesn't quote. But the Beishmuel, and the Mechaber quotes the Rambam, but the Beishmuel says that since, even though the Rambam says Lahakil, but since there are a group of Rishonim, the Smagim, some other Rishonim he quotes, who say that you should be Chayshish for Rabbi Akiva Shita also, that the Zayin who's Mazana, he says, Rabbi Akiva and Zayin is Zum of Keres. She's Mazana with many different people. So Zayin is Zum of Keres, and the Gemara never said we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. But since the Gemara just says Leis Mechash Lohadi Rab Lezer, we don't pass like Rab Lezer. That's what the Gemara says over there. That Pana Habala Ein Alochi for Rab Lezer. If we don't pass like Rab Lezer, the Pana Habala of New York is Asur Zayin. But if she's a Mulkeres, she's a Zayin indiscriminately with different people, then the Beishmur says that it's not proper to be Mekel like the Rambam. The proper thing is to be Choshish for the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, then the Mulkeres would be Asur Zayin. It depends who it is. Look, if it's a person who's barely religious, if the couple who are getting married, the kind of guy married to this girl is a barely religious guy, never learned to be sheep in anything. So then he's not mechuyav to be chayshish for the Beis Shmuel sheep. He can follow the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. If it's a religious guy, so then you tell him. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says mutzah, but the Beis Shmuel says he should be chayshish for the Beis Shmuel. It's a very common shayla. Found the same way around. Rekiva says mufkeret. The girls mizana indiscriminately with many different people. The Chachamim say in the Mishnah, Samachal from an Aleph, Ein zayin el giyores v'shenivul abil aznus. Shenivul abil aznus means the nation says she was mizana tachas bayil, even then so. A woman was mizana with a nochri. Shukhreret is the same as giyores. Giyores and shukhreret is shenivul
No,
that's a machloekes satanon. What if a girl is a giyores kulta libasha lashon of the yemecha? Machloekes satanon, because she couldn't have been nivol abilaznus, because kulta libasha lashon of the yemecha is envy of the diya. And we pass like the tanon that she's asura lekayin. Even if this guy of kulta libasha lashon of the yemecha is asura lekayin. There is a discussion in Achrein, and maybe that's only the rabbanon. Maybe the giyores is guy of kulta libasha lashon of the yemecha, who is the vaday by nivol or the Nachri, maybe she's only Asura Lekon with the Rabban. Maybe the Yitzhak Yerus Lekon is only if Nivola Lenachri. But Tosfos. Learn the Ikkun Rabbah. There's one day in Tosfos in Sanhedrin like that. There's one day in Tosfos. The Pashup Shad is that it's not so. There's one day in Tosfos in Sanhedrin that if the Giyaris was never Nivola, even if she's older than three, that she's this guy when she's 20. But she's a Psula, she was never Nivola at all. Then he goy. But then the Easter of the coin to marry such a Giyaris would only be with the Rabbah. The Rabbah passed them whole month, so never ends. They discuss Amandap, of Shlomo Klugia and others, the age of the Kurdish. Amandap and the Shulchan they discuss.
And the Alba also of she married 20 Gala. Don't we assume that she was
Nizami? Yeah. Yeah. But the question is, what if we know about Vadai? What if we know about Vadai that she was not Nizami? Aiden. Huh? Aiden. Can't have Aiden. If you have a case where you know about Vadai, she was not Nizami. How can you tell? Just because she has Sulim, it doesn't mean that she wasn't Nivola. If she's Nivola, Shalaki Darka is also also becomes a Zaina. She can become Nivola just with a Hara, just with a Tchilat Bia, also makes her into a Zaina. You don't have to have the Afkia Bia that makes Hasharat Psulim. So for that itself, he can't have friends. She swears on the Sefer Torah, she was never Nivola. I don't know. The guy knows that she's telling the truth.
People that adopt, okay.
Let's say they adopted a non-Jewish child, they never converted to grow until the age of 20. But then when she converted, she was always brought up as a Jewish girl. She thought she knew she's not allowed to be adopted. So we know that she wasn't adopted. Whatever happened. So then there is there's one opinion in Rishon that in that case is under the friend is only the Rabbanan. And it's generally absolutely not accepted. Rav Herzog has a long truth about this in Hechal Yitzchok. Big shasa tchak that he wants to be made one. It's a very shver about. The pashtus is that it's Giyaris and such a Giyaris is also Asurim and Atur. What would it help? What's the difference? If it's Asurim and Atur, Asurim and the Rabbanan. They cover Kovatan. If they're married, they have to break up. That's the pasuk Viki Dashto. Viki Dashto, the Gemara says in Yivam, Zaf Pei Zaymi. Yeah, even with the Rabbanan, they have to break up. Unless it's a Sufik. The Gemara says in Yivam, what if a Kohen marries a Chalut? So you have to get divorced. And if he doesn't want, so we beat him up. So he gets divorced. He's not allowed to remain with the Chalut. What if the Kohen married a Sufik Chalut? This girl is a Sufik Chalut. I have to think that the girl is a Sufik Chalut. So then the Gemara says, since the whole din of Chalut is on the Rabbanon, and the din is taken the Rabbanon of Kula, so although we wouldn't allow him b'chatchila to be machnas atzmon to save the Rabbanon of Kula, we would tell him, go get yourself a different girl. We will not allow you to marry the Sufik Chalutah. But with the Yevit, if he already married this girl with the Sufik Chalutah, we wouldn't say take him. We wouldn't force him. We wouldn't tell him that he has to get divorced. Because with the Yevit already is taken the Rabbanon of Kula. Sufik Chalutah is taken the Rabbanon of Kula. So that's the shaila. If he should hold that in Yeris, Shalom Yivalo. It's only the Rabbanon, but it's a Vadai. What's the suffix? So we discussed many times. Some Akronim hold, also Liyut Akronim. But some Akronim hold that Kohanim, Bizman Azeh, are only Suffix Kohanim. The Kohanim, the Yukos, is a Vadai Kohanim. Kohanim Hazoker, a Suffix Kohanim. Where did this institution come from? Is this the distinction between Kohanim, the Yukos, and Kohanim Hazoker? That's a Pasuk in Ezra. It says when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, so Ezra checked out the Kohanim who were supposed to do the Hakrovas HaKorbanos. So those who were Bikshu Ksav HaMetsyachsim Shalom Atso, those who tried to find the Ksav Yichas and couldn't find it, the Negoalim and HaKohuna, they were rejected, they weren't allowed to do Hakrovas HaKorbanos. So there is a small group of Akhrayim that the Pesach Teshuvah quotes in Eben Ezra who are of the opinion that Kohanim who are called Kohani Chazoket, the Gemara Ketubas in the second period calls Kohanim Zvanazek Kohani Chazoket, I treated this stuff in Kohanim, not Vare Kohanim. Mani Kohanim Yuchas is a Vare Kohanim. And that's why Kohanim Chazoka forbidden to do Avodah HaKorbanos. That's what some Akhrayim say. And Rebbe Kivega said that they're wrong. Rebbe Kivega and Chassam Sofer and all the big guns, they all say that they're wrong. That was the whole idea of Tzvi Hirsch Kalashe. That he wanted to buy the Makom HaMikdash and build the Beis HaMikdash and bring Korbanos. He had to work out all the 15 different problems. How can you bring Korbanos this man is it? They said, this is Mutah, that's Mutah, that's Mutah. Then the Shadows, we don't have a claim to Yuchat. So how can the Kohanim Chazoka do Avodah HaKorbanos? I posted the Farish in Ezra that Kohanim Chazoka forbidden to do Avodah. That he said a Shtikol Torah, and he was Talmud of Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega was Maskim, and then he sent a letter to the Sam Sefer, was his son-in-law of Rabbi Kivega. He was Maskim also. Sam Sefer had three wives. So his second wife was Rabbi Kivega's daughter. He was only 2 years younger than his father-in-law. Sam Sefer 2 years younger than Rabbi Kivega. I think he outlived him. If I'm not mistaken, I think he outlived him in both directions. I think Rabbi Kivega was born before him and he died here. So the Sanhedrin was also asking to Rabbi Hirsch Kalasha that he said that the din that you require for having Yuchas to do Avodah HaMikdash is only a din with the Rabbanah. It's only a chumrah with the Rabbanah. It's not a din with the Atayah. The haraya that the Gemara says, Kohani Chazaka can eat Truman. They can't bring Karbanis, but they can eat Truman. And the Gemara says in Sudas, Zalai Taiman, you shouldn't say they're only permitted to eat Truman this man is there, which is only the Rabbanos. Because Kohani Chazaka are only Mutter and Dinim the Rabbanos, but take the Rabbanos. Cool. Maybe no, the Gemara says Kohani Chazaka are even permitted to eat Truman their rice. So Mufurish Kohani Chazaka are Vadik Kohanim, but they're only Safik Kohanim. How do you allow a Safik Kohanim to eat Truman their rice? It's an Isa Mitzvah Shamayim. A Zahar who eats Truman is Mitzvah Shamayim. So it's Dr. Fevish in the Gemara. The Kohani Chazaka are Vadik Kohanim and Apera. So it's Achrenim are wrong. Shev Yankul, the Shvut Yankul, the Knesset. But the Kohanim says they're all wrong. How can they say something Mufurish against the Gemara? So he says it's only a Chumrim in the Rabbanah. And Rabbi Tzvi Hoshkalish was in the Chadish, that this Chumrim in the Rabbanah only applies Heicha De'efshir. If you have enough Kohanim Yuchasim to do the Avodah, then you don't allow the Kohanim Chazaka to do Avodah. But if you don't have enough Kohanim to man the Beis HaMikdash, then you don't have the Chumrim of the Rabbanon. You don't find on every Chumrim of the Rabbanon that Yesh Koach Lakar Bekum B'Shevi Al Tase. Yesh Koach Lakar. They have the ability to make a Chumrim of the Rabbanon, even to the extent of Akiras Mitzvah Menater. They have the ability to do it, but they didn't. Lohem Yir Jibrein, they didn't always insist on observing the Dinim de Rabbanon even at the expense of losing a mitzvah of their eyes. So he says, you don't find anywhere in Shas that Hemiru Divrein b'maka mitzvah over here. So Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch was Mechadish, and I'm sorry if Rabbi Kibegu, I'm asking with him, that you only pass off Kohani Chazaka from doing Avodah, Heicha De'efshir, the Kohani Yuchas. But Heicha De'loi Efshir, then you let the Kohani Chazaka do the Avodah. They're Vare Kohani Menater. And then Rabbi Kivega, when he's masking Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch, writes a whole attack against the Shev Yankov, the Shvus Yankov, the Knesset HaGdolah, that it's against the Gemara. The Gemara said the Beresh, the Tzvani Chazok, the Vadi Kohan, the Shvus Yankov, the Knesset
HaGdolah. What is, in the din of Kivetkin,
the Shvus Yankov, what's that based on?
I mean, even
now,
if she had beer with a Goy, what's the...
If she had beer with a Goy, that's called Nivela L'Apostle of Stone. If a woman is Nivela to a Nachri, to an Eved Knaini, to a Mamzer, to a Cholo, the Raman writes, it's also called Nivela L'Apostle of Stola, that she becomes a Zayin. It's a good kasha, but that's vision. The person had a shame stool. The Rambam writes that Nivela L'Apostle of Stola, Hola Marito, the Rambam writes in Hilchot Yisurvi, Hola Marito, if you quote the Odin, he said, you see from this, from the Dinim, that the status of a woman as a Zayin is determined by Nivela L'Apostle of Stola, irrespective of whether it was Mutar or Rasa to be Nivel to that person, he says. A woman is not permitted to have tashmish when she's a nida, but if she has bia during nida, since she's not called nivel l'apostle of stol. And a woman is permitted to marry a cholo. The Gemara says there's no violation if anybody marries a cholo, even if she's a kohenah, she's permitted to marry a cholo. There's nothing wrong. But if she lives with a cholo, even though it's beheta, they get married and everything. By an orthodox rabbi, she becomes nivel l'apostle of stol. Taisus disagrees with that line in the Rambam. Taisus says that Nivel Alachol becomes a halala, doesn't become a Zayin. Doesn't matter. When the Mishnah says Nivel Alachol is a Ksuva Lekum. But Taisus has in one place in Iran that she becomes a halala, and the Rambam says no, that's Nivel Alachol of Tola. She becomes a Zayin, even though it's Beheta, even though she was permitted to marry him. That's how we pass in the Yerus Asur Lekum, even if never Nivel. Right. The only question is whether that's the Raisa the Rabbana. So 95% of the Pasim hold that that's a din de Raisa. This is Kach Kippu Chachamim. So separate din. Ain't Zayin Ela, the Yerus, the Shinivel of Ilaz Rab. So the Chachamim have a Kippi Ashmo Alamdu. They had a Kabbalah, about that, the Rosh Malpeh. That's the Pshat in the word Zayin. It's based, the Pasik in Yechesko, Kimtulis Nizari Yisrael Yikko Isham. That's the Pasuk in Yechezkel. The Gemara says, the Pasuk in Yechezkel Anavi writes down the interpretation of the Pasuk in Chumash. Kim Besulis Nizari Yisrael Yikach Isha. One time it says, Nizru Besuleho Be Yisrael. That at the age of three, that's when she becomes considered a Besulah. Because if she would have had Bia before three, Besuleho Choyzrin. So she went as Gaira Koydim Kuzrin Bashal Shangya Mechot. Then it was Nizru Besuleho Be Yisrael. She was already a Yisraelis at the time she became 3 years old. The other time it says no, it doesn't mean Nizru Psulah B'Yisrael. Kim Psulah Mizeri So Yikhoisha Mi. She has to be a Yisraelis, but she's a Giyaris. So she's Psulah B'Kun. So some Achrayim have this Einfal, that's what Rabbi Kivegar attacked. Some Achrayim have this Kiddush, that Kohanim is Manazar Ami Safi Kohanim. The Giyaris, Shaloi Nivolo B'Nafi Yusso, is only Asur L'Koyim with the Rabbanon. It's only Asur L'Koyim with the Rabbanon, so therefore, should the Yevet the Koyim marry the girl who was a Zayin Shalai Nibul of Anachri Yusa, there will be a Sveik of the Rabbanon Lekula as Lai Teitza. Based on that Gemara that a Chalutza is only the Rabbanon, And she's a self and kalus, and they're trying to already marry her, so the din would be like taste, and it's called take the rabbanu l'kul. The Rebbe Kibenga says the cheshbon is wrong, that kohanim is not as abadik kohanim. And the other half of the cheshbon is also 95% wrong. That a giyoris shaloi. A giyoris shalai nivela menachri yusra the ruba will probably majority of the paskin hold that she's asur lekayim min haTorah, not just min the rabbanim. So there is a question. We raise the question: what's the din of a get that was given mechuma? What if like, a couple was civilly married, then they get divorced? So we always require a get lechatchila. But if it's a very big shasat kafsa, then we pass the mikra din that you don't need a get. Because the only two gdolim who held in our this last century, the only two gdolim who held that you need a get were the Ragat Shava and Rav Henkin. That's where they presented, and all the other gdolim in Europe held not so. They sent letters in Europe before the war, around 67 years ago, they sent letters to all the rabbanim of Europe, what they're going to do about this issue, about civil marriages, because there was no gay all over the world, so they felt that it's not right, that each rabbi should paskin on his own. A shaila that's an international shaila has to be paskin by all the rabbis together, not just by the local Orthodox rabbis. So all the rabbis sent letters to this rabbi in London, and they all said, l'kubah. They all said they always require a get, but if it's a big shaila, I can't get a get. So the role maker, like except for the Rav Shava, had his all fancy shtickle curry with the Pilegesh and Rav Henkin insisted that you need a gift, but all the others said l'kul, Rav Chaimer and all the others in Europe said l'kul. That's how we found.
No,
he doesn't have it. The minority has the right to follow their opinion. But the Zman is there, the Rav Shav is nishto and Rav Henkin nishto. So the nice that we all follow the Chatchil, we always require a gift. But if you just can't get a get, so then we follow the opinion of the majority of the poskim that if they were just civilly married, you don't need a get. So the shahad is, but you do, lachatchili do require a get. So if the fellow gave the girl a get, he wasn't even married to her. So do I consider that a recha get? Do I say, no, it's not even a recha get. He wasn't even married with the woman. So the Ramah in Ebenezer quotes the Tshuvas HaRashbo, who says that if a get was given the Torah's chumrah, even though the get was nothing, if he didn't, the get was nothing. But if the get was given Teres Chumrah, it's also for the trying to marry the woman, and even B'di Yedna, the trying to marry her, the Nina that takes him. He has to get divorced. Kach Katuv Baramo. Rabitzel at Teteburger has a Tshuva in Priyitzko. He has a unique style of writing Tshuva. He does detective work. He puts together all the pieces of the puzzle, and he shows what the sheet is. So he says, that Tshuva HaRashba should not be taken as an isolated Tshuva HaRashba. He says, that's the same Rashba who wrote the Chidushim on the Gemara. And he says, the Rashba appears in the Chidush HaRashba on Yevamos. And he quotes the whole Gemara. And then he says, but all the other Rishonim learn a different Pshat than that Gemara. He says, if you look in Ebenezer over there, we don't pass like the Rashba's Pshat. So he says, Manashtana, why should you pass like the Rashba over here? If it's obviously based on the Rashba, and the Tshuva only alludes to the Gemara, doesn't go through the whole thing, but it is obviously based on his Pshat and the Gemara. So we don't pass like this, so what did the Ramah pass from over here? So he says, well, he's not going to take the responsibility on his shoulders to pass him against the Ramah, who says like the Rashba. He's not going to say that it's permissible for the Kohen to marry the woman who is in Garsha B'Torah's Chumah. But he says to pass him like the Rashba all the way to even B'Di'evet, he says that he will take the responsibility. But if B'Di'evet, the Kohen married a woman who had a get Nichumra, only a get B'Torah's Chumah, he says, Hatchila, we should follow the Ramah B'Shem the Rashba, but B'Di'evet, he thinks that it's not fair to say things. So this is the one din in this week's Seder, the din of Grusha Lekayin, then there's the din of Zayna. We just mentioned before, the Sugya Yivam is al-Tamakalaf and Baral, the Mishnah with the Gemara on the face, the Braisa, but there are various opinions. Rav Leizer's opinion, upon the half-all of Tunish, Shalom Hashem Mishnah, Patsura Zayna, we don't pass from like, Rav Alozo. We don't pass from, who's Rav Alozo, not Rav Leizer. We don't pass from like Rav Alozo. And then we pass from like the Chachamim and the Mishnah, Ein Zayna Legiyarit, and then we discussed the Rambam says we don't accept Rav Akiva, the Zayin is Umotkeres, but the Shmuel says the proper thing is to be Choshish for Rav Akiva Shi. Shlomo Zogi said that's only if Mufkeres Namish, but if she had a Kriyas with one person and a Kriyas with another person, it's not a Mufkeres. The only Chumra would be a Blazer, we don't pass like a Blazer, that would be Mut.
No?
I don't know. So look, we talk to that. And the Shulis are Elif L'chol Shlomo. The Shmuel says for this size he has over 1,000 Shulis. Its Shuvah is very short. It's put together by one of his grandsons, his name is Rav Shlomo Kluger. They put together shuvas of the product of the grain crop. The din of nivel al apostle of stal applies even if the woman would be nensa. Let's say a woman was attacked by a nachri, and she didn't want to participate in rotsan. That's a mishnah in the first paragraph of Sukkos. The mishnah says the perish ma'ase b'tinoga shiyor del malus ma'ayin min ha'ayin. There was a little girl went down to draw water from the well, and she was attacked by somebody she didn't know who. And the Gemara says the rabbi of the people in that city were Jewish. The rabbi of the men in the city were Jewish. Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't help to write about Jewish. Let's say the rov of the men in the city are religious Jews. Let's say the 100 people live in the city. The 80 of them are religious yeshiva boys, and 20 are shikara goyim. So you don't say, well, the rov about Jews, so the rov says that she was nensa by a Jew. The 80 yeshiva guy and 20 shikara goyim. So the rov, the umdina is, the likelihood is that she was nensa by one of the shikara goyim. So the Gemara means, no, there were 100 non-religious people living in the city, 100 shikara human beings, men living in the city, 100 shikurim, 80 were shikara Jews, 20 were shikara goyim. She could have been nensa by any one of the people. So then the rive is lahakel, and still the Gemara says that she's asura lakoyim. Even though you have a rive lahakel, she's asura lakoyim. So the Gemara explains that that's a chumra midirabbanim. And Atari Gobos arrived to establish that she's nivola to a Yisrael, not to a Nachi. That the chumra midirabbanim, I will also be yuchta, and we say that she's asur l'koin. When will she no longer be asur l'koin? So the Gemara says, if you have trei rubei, that's the Gemara says, vavam and aleph. If you have a double roi, then it's not even a chumra. The Gdolim from this century discuss Akam and Shiloh of a kohen who falls in love with a nachriya, and he wants the rabbis to convert the shiksa, and he's going to marry her. So normally we wouldn't allow that to anybody. Let's say a normal Jew, Mishkin kohen, he's throwing the relay, he falls in love with a shiksa, and then he wants her to convert in order that he should marry her. So the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Chav Dalet that you're not permitted to be mekabel a ger who is not being misguided or the shmo. You only allow them in the Kabbalah of Yer, whose Yer is the Shem Shema. Not the Shem Shema and not. So the Shad is what about the Yer, but that's on Chav Zavar and Beis and Yivana. Now he's misguided the Shul Isha, so you're not allowed to be in the Kabbalah. What is the Yer that he was misguided? That is the Machloik is Satanoi. Machloik is Rav Nechemia and the Chachomi. Rav Nechemia says that the Yer is the Yer that Elam Gerim. Einam gerim, and the Chachamim say no. Kulam gerim him, but the Yevid it is good. Gemara says Halachik, you did behind the Kulam gerim him, but if the Yevid it is good, even though they were not religiously motivated, they were motivated to be misguided because they fell in love with a Jewish girl. So the Yevid will be good. But this case, this points out, of course, he's only provided that the Kabbalah on this. They say that they want to fulfill all the mitzvah, just that they weren't religiously motivated in the first place. What sparked them on, got them turned on to Yiddishkeit was the girl that they fell in love with. But Lamai said, now they're turned on. They want to keep all the mitzvahs there. But they just say they want to convert them. They don't want to keep any mitzvahs. That's the Gemara that there's no Kabbalah on mitzvahs, they're not Jewish. So what happens if they want to be in the Kabbalah? All the mitzvahs in the Torah except for one. Here, the Gioris is the girl who's going to convert. She's going to keep all the laws of the Torah. But she's going to be a Gioris. She's going to be married to a Kohen. So that's Chutz Midover Echot. So the Gemara says in Paris and Lachmanis, there's a price of it. Agir should bother his gayer, and he promises to keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Chutz midik tekechad midivrei sofrim. I feel the chutz midik tekechad midivrei sofrim. The simple translation is even if the gear doesn't want to be covered one din, they're abonim. That's the simple translation of the model. That's how Abchaim Oizah translates. So it says that it's ain't no gear. Abchaim Oizah and other Gedolim had a problem. Why should it be ain't no gear? But in the Torah, there is no such mitzvah. And I tell you, there is no such thing. It's only a Dibur Rabbanon. So yeah, the Torah, she is a Gair. Yeah, that's Rav Chaim Moses says. Yeah, that's Rav Chaim Moses says that since the halacha requires that you have to keep the mitzvahs they write in the mitzvahs of the Rabban, Gerim also has to keep all the mitzvahs, and she doesn't want to fulfill one mitzvah with the Rabban, so she's not even a Ger on a level of deraisa. It doesn't need so much explanation. That's Rav Chaim Moses writes. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Shabbos raises the issue, and he is so bothered with this kasha that the halacha he reinterprets the Moses. Din Pekech and Divrei Seifim doesn't mean a din the Rabban, means a din deraisa. Mom means like the Rambam, what we refer to as Dinei Perush of Alter, as Dinei Sevim. The Mishnah Berurah wants to say that if the Ger says he wants to keep all of it separate, et cetera, Dinei the Rabbanon, then the Ger would be Chal Manater.
He would make
him. Huh? He would make him unlike him. He would make him unlike him. But it generally is like a Chemet. It's not too much Ger yet. Where do you have a hint that the Ger wants to keep all of it separate, but then the Mishnah Rabbanon on it? You don't have it. When they want to leave that, they want to leave that Dinei the Rice and not Dinei the Rabbanon. But that's the problem. If you have a Gioris who wants to convert and she's going to marry the Kohen, so you're not allowed to accept such a conversion. Not allowed to accept it. But she's going to be living with the Kohen anyway, let's say. You know she's going to live with the Kohen anyway. So Rav Chaim Moses has another tshuva about that. He quotes Rav Shlomo Kluger, who has a tshuva, who quotes the Rambam. The Rambam has a tshuva in Peir Hador. But the Rambam says if you know that they're going to violate the din anyway, and it's only a din l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you're not permitted to convert such a person if the conversion was not religiously motivated. But for the evidence, you would convert them, so the Geras would be chal. So Rav Chaim Moses quotes of Shlomo Kluger, who quotes the Tshuva Saramam in the Peir Hador, who says that the Shas HaTzak could be ever done. That if you're going to be living together anyway, the Yisr Chomer, you're going to be living with an Achriya, so then we will convert the people that it should chach be beheta. But the problem is, if it's a Kohen, that's if it's a Yisrael or a Levi. What if the boy that she fell in love with is a Kohen? And after she's going to convert, he and she will both be violating an Easter of Gioris Lekoin, which is every Easter. And Easter deraisa comes to 95% of the Paskin, and it comes to 5% of the Paskin. It'll be an Easter derabon if she was never nivel of an upper use. If it's such a case, never nivel of an upper use. But it's still, if the Gier comes to convert and he does want it, he wants to promise to keep everything except for Dinder Rabbon, so also Rav Chaim Moses says a simple reading in the Gemara that the Gier is not fine. Rav Chaim Moses was the Rav of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, and the Chavetz Chaim had a shot, he sent it to Rav Chaim Moses. It's not that the Machlokes and the Chavetz Chaim Rav Chaim Moses. If he would have asked Rav Chaim Moses, he would have been Kabbal his son. He considered him his rabbi. Chavetz Chaim was a Rosh Hashiva, he wasn't a Pesach. He never, the people who knew him say that he never intended the Mishnah Berurah to be a Sefer Psah. He intended it to be a Sefer Limud, to be more other things, as he quotes. But he didn't mean that this should be the final, or this should be the Hakroh. And he was always the Kabbal Rav Chaim Moses, his rabbi. It's not that it's machlokes. We assume the dina like Rav Chaim Moses, that if a ger converts and he leaves that chutz mitzik b'kech and he goes certain and dinder rabbanon, but the ger is not chal period, the person remains a ger. And kher is that lama on base. The ger is in kher that lama on base.
Yeah. And that's the
Duke together? No. The problem is here, if the boy that she fell in love with is a Yisrael or a Levi, so the Chatzchila will not allow to accept her because she is not religiously motivated in the Gevurah. But by the end, if she would have converted and we didn't realize that she's not religiously motivated, we pass the Machlokes Tatanoim. We pass him Halachas Delekir of Nechemiah from Galil and Beit Nivam. The Chatzchila that conversion is valid. The Shaila, but we're not allowed to accept such a convert from Chatzchila. So the question is, what are they going to do? What's the couple going to do if we don't convert her? So if they're not, if the boy is not religious, and we know he's going to live with her in sin, he's going to live with her in the Yisr, so that's worse. Living with a shiksa, a Yisrael should live with a nachriya, is a bigger avera than converting a girl who's not religiously motivated to convert. So the Achren Rav Chaim Moses quotes up Shlomo Kluger, quotes the Rambam, Papa, so we will be mekabel the girl of Hatzis, like we say, Shasa Tzak in the Yevedom.
This is who she follows all the
mitzvahs. Right. But that's only provided she's going to convert to be mekabel all mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs. But what if the boy she fell in love with is a Kohen? So she clearly is not going to keep all the mitzvahs. This mitzvah, I mean, she's converting love to marry him. A Gyor is Asur L'Kohen. So she's going to violate right away. She's going to violate the din. And a Gyor is Asur L'Kohen. And even if it's the case where she's only Asur L'Kohen with the Rabbanon, let's make believe like the 5% of our friends that we don't pass the light. That if she was never nivul of an upper use, she's only asur l'kohen with the rabbanon. But still, Rav Chaim Moses the pasuk of the Geirus is not even chal with the rabbanon. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. in Chereza Daf Lamed Amar Beis. And even though the Mishnah Berurah says not so, but the Mishnah Berurah would not pass in against Rav Chaim, because he would have known Rav Chaim Rosen wrote a truth about it. He wasn't going to argue with him. He wrote a safe, it's Bimar Rwet the Dinamo. But Rav Chaim Rosen passes Allah, that it's not a gay with him, here it's not so. But that's the shot of the Kohen fell in love with Nachriya. What happens if you convert her? Do you say that he's she? Do you say that the Geris is Chal? Or the whole Geris is not in the Chal even, but the Yemen.
They were Lashon Lashon, people, they want to, you know, convert their wives
or whatever.
They never follow the
mitzvahs
anyway.
So there's no Kabbalah on this.
There's a lot of funny case where a person's going out with a shiksa and wants her to...
She's willing to keep everything.
To,
yeah.
Do all the mitzvahs that he himself has done.
Right, right. That's a big problem. So some taina that the Gyorus is going to live with a Kohen, the Kohen will violate the Aveira. The Gyorus has no Aveira. Gyorus is Nishkin Kohenet. She doesn't violate any Aveira. That's wrong. Gemara says the Feirish not so. Gemara says that all of these Isurim are Chal both on the man and on the woman. Isha Kazav Isha Liyish, that a Kohen marries a Gusha or a Zayin or a Chalala, so they both violate the Aveira, not only the Kohen. The wife also violates the Aveira. And there certainly lives Neivra. That's for sure there's lives Neivra. So the girl will be violating the Neivra. So Rav Chaim Moshe comes up with a suggestion that the Malamed Lahoyal also has, which is not practiced in the Mike. Rav Chaim Moshe says that the only time the Geris is not valid in the Gemara and Chereza Daf Lamed Amud Beis is if the Ger says, it's Mekabel all the mitzvahs chutz midavar pleni, but I don't want to be Mekabel that. But what if the Ger says he's going to keep all the mitzvahs and he doesn't go into all the details? Let's say he doesn't say I'm going to mekabel all the mitzvahs except for Lashon Hara. I reserve the right to continue talking Lashon Hara like I used to do when I was a goy. So if he says I'm mekabel all the mitzvahs except for Lashon Hara, the Ger is not come. What if he's mekabel all the mitzvahs and then he falls back into the old mahalat that he always used to have, that he's going to continue to talk Lashon Hara like he did before? So you say he's going to cheat on. He comes back, he's going to violate the little averis here and there. You're going to say that the Geris is not Chal. No, the Geris was Chal. There was, in principle, in theory, there was a Kabbalah on mitzvah. And then the Maisa, the person can't control himself, so he did the other. So Rav Chaim Moshe and Mamad Lohel both write, what if the Shiksa will convert? And we won't go into all the details to ask her, do you promise not to marry a Kohen? He says, don't ask that question. They said, do you promise to keep Shabbos, Kashrus, and Taurus on Mishpach? She says, yes. And she said, what about all the rest of the mitzvahs in the Torah? The Gemara doesn't say you have to ask each and every one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Modim osa mitzvahs mitzvahs kalos, mitzvahs mitzvahs kamuros. And that's Kabbalah and everything. So here also they say, so we won't go into all the details, we won't ask whether she plans not to marry the Kohen. So even though we think that she really plans to marry the Kohen, since she didn't explicitly say, chutz mi dikta kef, chutz mi dava zeh, so the Geirish will be called. That's what they say. And Rav Herzog has a tshuva in Hechal Yitzchak where he says, he doesn't quote what they say, but he presents the same argument. But then he says that we've never heard of any bona fide bezin in Chutzlaris that ever did that. He says you're not allowed to do such a thing. That's utterly ridiculous and make a whole farce of the whole Jewish religion. The Dvar Avram talks about that. That maybe he'd say, since it's an umdir in the Muchas that she's going to marry him, so it's like Ram Shabali Babalei Skaladam, so it's equivalent to Chut. It should be equivalent to Chut. Equivalent to Chutz. He once said the whole Geirus is not Chal at all. Vavram wants to say. So Vavram should believe that the late Kalad, the Mumda the Muchas, that like Chutz, we dig to get into the Rishay. Rav Herzog, his children, Hefa Yitzchak, he wants to say, even if you should say that such an argument is good, he doesn't quote Rav Chaim Oizu with the Malan of Allah, but it presents it. But he says he can't do such a thing. We don't allow, he wouldn't do such a thing. If he convert a woman in order that a Kohen should marry him, if she has Bam Shabbalay, but we don't know what she has in mind, let's say the person, a man or woman converts and they don't plan to be Shomer Shabbos, but they tell us they promise to keep all the mitzvahs in the Torah, so then we assume that they're telling us the truth. We say the conversion is valid. And then the Gemara says in Yivam, so later on they go back to worship Avodah Zarah, Chazal Mesura, goes back to his original religion. We say that he's a Yisrael Meshumet. We say the Geirus is still valid. And he's still a Jew. He's in Yisrael Meshumet now. If he's a Kaddish and Isha, the Kiddushim will be Chal. He's Jewish. But if the Dvar Avram says, but if at the time that we are converting the non-Jew, we know, even though they don't say it, but we know what they have in mind. They have in mind the Vadai, not to be religious, not to keep all the laws of the Torah. So if it's the Vam Shabbali Babalei Kolod, then that's the Rumzim Nemuchar, then it's like Vam Shabbat Peh. same thing. Ravram Taina is then considered as if they had sent Chutz Midava Zeh. That's what he taines against Rav Chaim Moshe's true. Chaim Moshe has this kula. Let's not go into all the details, but just tell a ger that you promised to keep all the mitzvahs, this mitzvah, that mitzvah, the other mitzvah. And he says, yes, that's good enough. So the Ravam Tainas, how is that good? And Chela Gimel, the Ravam, he Tainas, how is that good? But we know at the time that he doesn't mean it. So that's right, the equivalent as if he would have said. It's like Ram Shabbat. It's Ram Shabbat, Ovelay Koram, it's like Ram Shabbat, that's the Rashbon, Kiddushin Daf Nun Amanah. It's equivalent to Ram Shabbat. So it's equivalent to as if he would have said, Chutz Midava Zeh. So the ger should not be valid. But even if you would say, like Rav Chaim Moshe, that the ger would be valid, Rav Herzog writes that he can't do such a thing. So you've never heard of any Beis Din in the Kutzlo that should have done it, because we're not going to start allowing it now in Eretz Yisrael anyway. Now everybody does it. So under new management, Eretz Yisrael is under new management, a different chief rabbi, and now they open it. That's the shaila that Rabbi Gorin discusses in his famous Shulah. For years in Eretz Yisrael they were assuming, like Rav Chaim Moshe, that if you convert a non-Jew and the non-Jew says he promises up and down he's going to keep the mitzvah, even though there's a woman in the Mukhaf that he doesn't need it, but there seems like Rav Chaim Moshe against the Dvaravon, that the Geirus is valid. And then Rabbi Gorin came up with his big Shas HaTzach, so he passed him like the Dvaravon. That's what it boiled down to. It wasn't the new Shara that came up 20 years ago, it was the old Shara that they argued out in Europe. So he said the din is like the Dvaravon, that the Geirus is not valid. So then he discusses how soon. Then he says, from day number one, when this person converted, we saw right away that the person never kept any. That's what he's kind of, that demonstrates that there never was any kabbalah.
But we know beforehand.
Yes.
Right.
You knew before and after. That's what I've been going right.
If you don't have any idea, and you see the first day that
no, then it's good. Then the Geirus is good. As long as at the time of the Geirus, it looked to us that they were going to keep the Geirus. But if all the friends of this gear, we don't have to know, let's say all of the friends of the gear know that he's never going to be observant. They all knew in advance that it was just in order to marry this girl. The non-Jewish man only converted to marry this girl. They knew that in advance and they knew it afterwards. They knew it all over. The Bezin just didn't know. But it was Ramsha Beliva Balei Kolodam, even though we didn't know, but everybody else knew. So that's an Umber the Mukhaf. So that's what Rabbi Gorin said, that things should be like the Dvaravon. But generally in Eretz Yisrael, they always follow Rav Chaim Moshe. Even if there's an umdan in the mukhaf, the shah's gayrus, we know that he's faking. We know that he's a fake. But if the peh he says that he wants to keep all the mitzvahs, and he doesn't say chud, he doesn't say I'm not going to keep this one, that one, the other one, he just says I want to be religious and keep all the mitzvahs. So Chaim Moshe says that the yev of the gayrus is now. Why? That's his chiddush. That's Rav Chaim Moshe's chiddush. That is good. He said that it was good.
He's forbidden the other case. He's not asking. He's heard that people say Rav should believe a lot of them. And he said that if you don't ask, you know, he's going to marry the boy. So he would call it Rav Ron. But if he says you can't negate Rav should believe a lot of things, it helps.
Right. That's Rav Chaim Moshe's chiddush. You have to learn through the Rashbo. You can use enough notes to see there's an Achleik with the Rishayim there we have. What's the Gerer Adin and Ram Shabbat?
Sometimes the Gerer was still a former rabbi, and the rabbi represents for Orthodox rabbis, and this person who went to form rabbi for conversion to something isn't going to be Mechavel. This is still, so it should be a good gift.
Right. Exactly. That's the problem. What do we accomplish if we go to Florida to plead with the conservative that they should hand over the Gerer to the Orthodox? As was recently done, what are they going to? And then the week after they went to plead with them, some of the conservative rabbis sent those people to convert to the Orthodox. They listened to Rabbi Bernstein. They sent them, and then the Orthodox rabbi said, "We can't convert you. You're not interested in keeping any mitzvahs." So they had to send them back to the conservative rabbi. The conservative rabbi converted them. You don't accomplish anything. If we ask them to send the gittin to us, then we can accomplish it. We'll do the gift. We'll do the gift. We ask them to send conversion to us.
Sometimes we understand the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you need a long process of education. But in most of the cases, I imagine 90 out of 100 cases, 9 out of 10 cases, You won't be able to convert them, because they're absolutely not interested in being observant at all. So to be mekabel them, lechatchila, certainly not proper. But the yevid you'll have a shot. The primer is whether it's good enough.
He would rather convert the girl and have two Jews being over on going to the earth and have the coin
looking with the living with the
right?
Yeah. Because living with a goy is the bigger aveira. Vualakut is Kanaim Poygim Boy, it's Korosu Kabbalah, it constitutes Gilui Arayim. The Ramah Paschim is like the Ramban, that if you heard Gal Yavam. And a Kohen living with the Gioris is an Issa Lav, it's not Gilui Arayim, it's no Kohen. It's a lesser of him. Much lesser of him. The Shaila is if the Kohen is not Mekadish the Gioris. The Ramah writes that the Kohen is only like if it's Kiddush of Boal, but if it's like Kiddush, it's just Boal without Kiddushin. Then the Rama writes that there's no malchus. So that's the shot. What does the Rama mean there's no malchus? It means that it's only Yisid Rabban. That's what I mean, Hasinuk said. No, but a Kohen is living with a Gusha, or a Kohen is living with a Zaino, or a Halala, but he never was Makadisha. He never had a Kukha that he Gusha with. He's just living with a Beisim. So the Rama writes that there's no malchus in such a thing. It's like a Nora like that. The Nora says there's no malchus. Lo Yikoku. The Rama, the Chiddush of the Rama means that the Rama extends it to all. To all the Chavi Lavin, even to Amoinim, Ayovim, Mitzvah, Vedem, and so on. But this the Gemara says like that, you have to have that in Kiddush Shabbat. So the question is, what if it will be like Kiddush? So the Min Hasinah learns Pshat and Ram, that it's only an Issa de Rabbana. If the coin isn't the Kaddish, this, that's what the Alam of Lahore writes. We should convert the girl, we shouldn't go into any details, we shouldn't ask her, do you promise not to marry a coin? And then later on, after she converts, we'll let them live together in sin without having Kubba the Kiddush. So Rav Herzog writes, how can you do that whole thing? Bezdin should supervise such a thing. They should be megayer a woman and not go into the details, and then let her live the yisur which comes out of a book of revolution. The whole thing is ridiculous. Someone told me that that one of the rabbanim from the yeshiva gave a whole shiur about this last year. The rabbi who gave the shiur told me that he told all the boys they should look in this Muhammad law. How can you follow this Muhammad law? It's ridiculous. Rav Herzog, the chief rabbi, said, you're not allowed to do that. Doesn't make sense.
The Rama says there's no
malchus. The Rama says there's no malchus. The Min claims that the Rama means that it's only an issue of the Rabban. If Lloyd Kiddush is only an issue of the Rabban. And Rabbi the Shach and the Rad Mark is very favorite. It's not around anymore. The flavor of the Shir is not so the Rabbi the Shach writes in his say that the Min Hasinah, the Freud made a mistake and the Freud made a mistake. So the Furusha Rambam and Seifa Mitzvah that it's an issue of the right. It's like Kiddush, there's Boal, the Kiddush, and the Ram writes Seifa Mitzvah that it's an Issa Deraisa, just that there's no Malkus because it's not a Mitzvah Bishleimut, it's not the Avera Bishleimutza. It's like a Lapsha Bechlovas, but there is an Issa Deraisa. It's not like the Min Hasinah said that it's only an Issa Derabam. Okay, then we have Din of Kalola. What's the Din of Kalola? The Din of Kalola is Kalola Halola, but a Halola is also a Surah Marry Kohen. If a Kohen marries a woman whom he's forbidden to marry, Kohen marries either a Grusha or a Zaina, they have children, so all the children will be Halola. For those, if it's a girl who's a halala, she's not permitted to marry a kohen. What is the definition of a cholol? Cholol means empty space, like halal hu avir, empty space. So the definition of a cholol is a person who should have been a kohen or a kohenes who is emptied out in the tzreik and the kedushas kuna. There is a difference, it says in Ebenezer, the Shmuel points out, there is a difference between a balmum and a cholol. It says in Chumash in this week said that a balmum is not permitted to do avodas hakarbanas, but he does eat. But he may eat kachi kachim. Kachi kachim only nechal to zichri kuna. He may eat kachi kachim. So you see that the balmum does have kedushas kuna, just he has a psul from doing avoida. Hashem ki necholo is emptied out from kedushas kuna. He has absolutely no kedushas kuna whatsoever. He's not permitted to eat the kachi kachim. He's permitted to be metame lemeisim. The balmum is forbidden to be metame lemeisim, whereas the cholo is permitted to be metame lemeisim. Yeah, it's not a balmum anymore. The Gemara in Kiddushin and the Asamat Vagam and Beis has a machlekes. The Gemara quotes the Tosefta. There is a machlekes Reb Tarfin and somebody else there. The Gemara has a machlekes Tatanoim, Reb Tarfin and Rabbi Akiva. A mikveh that's missing 40 saw is no good. Mikveh that doesn't have 40 saw is no good. So there's a machlekes Tatanoim. Should I compare the mikveh to a balmum? That I compare the mikveh to a cholol. In Hilchas Kazaka, what's the issue compared to a balmum? A very paladigi gemara. You have to break your head to figure out Pshat Lagmar. So if you break your head, I think you may come up with the following Pshat, that this is the issue. What is the nature of the din of a mikveh that doesn't have our boim sof? Do you say, a mikveh for tfilas kelim, the Gemara says, msofim in a nozim, and a ter is sufficient with a revias. Revias la machta mitzinoris, the Gemara says, if you want to be table a needle, that was mkabal tumas, so min a ter is good enough with a revias mayim, that's on the ground. But the Gemara says, in nozim, but lu the reviasa. They were mivabonah. They were mivabul. That din that a revias mayim is good for mikvah. The Gemara Sotam in the first parak writes it also. Tosafot explains that minatera revias mayim is good for machta mitzinoz for kelim. For other meaning, not so minatera. As 99 out of 100 pasukim say that the din of avoyim so is midaraisa. Even though the lashon of Gemara is berachat is called the sof amayim mayim shekol gufa lehem v'shiaru chachamim avoyim so. So v'shiaru chachamim the reverse has the whole shuv and all the pasukim are masking with him. Shira Chacham doesn't mean that it's a din de rabban. The Chacham will convey a din de raisa that the definition of Maim Shekol Guf Olam even on a tiny baby is Aboim Sor. Even though the baby can be tovel in 30 Sor, on 20 Sor, that's a din de rabban that you need Aboim Sor. If the guy's a giant and he can't fit into Aboim Sor, then you need more than Aboim Sor. But if he's a midget and he can't fit into less than Aboim Sor, still no good. The Shira Chacham doesn't mean that Chacham made a chumim de rabban. That's what one of the Poskim said. But the Ruba of all the Rishonim and all Acharonim say not so, that the din of Aboim so is a din deraisa. So the Shaila is, what kind of a din deraisa is it? That there are two dinim of a mikvah, there's a mikvah of Revias and a mikvah of Bem so? Oh no, that basically there's a mikvah, the only mikvah is the din of Revias night. But there's a din, you have to have Maim Shekol Gufo Elabahem. You can't, the guy's a giant and he can't fit into a Revias. Even if a midget, he can't fit into a Revias. A needle, Machtam Tzerah, a Machat can fit into a Revias. A person can't fit into a Revias of a mikvah. So you need more water. And even if he can fit into a mikvah of 39 and a half so, the Chachamim said, the Chachamim of Kaveya, the Torah Shabbat Peh says, that it's considered as if he didn't fit in. It's not called Maim Shekol Guf Arbaim, it's a chisaron in the Maisa HaTfilah. It's not that a chisaron in the Heft of the mikvah, it's a chisaron in the Maisa HaTfilah. That if you look in the Gemara hard, and you look in Shari Yoshin, and you break your head a few times, and you'll see, you may come up with that pshat, that's the issue that they're fighting about over here, apart from Akiva. What is the nature of the din of a mikveh which doesn't have our boy in the store for Adam? For Kalim it's good menatera, no good menatera. For Adam it's no good menatera. If it lacks our boy in the store, what exactly is the nature of the din? Is it that you don't even have a mikveh at all? There's no mikveh. Mikveh less than our boy in the store, this is a mikveh for Tfilah for Adam. No. A revis is a shea mikveh for Adam and for Kalim. It is a mikveh. But it's not a shame. The maisa tfilah is, it's a psula of the maisa tfilah. It's not a psula of the chet for the mikveh. So that seems to be what they're fighting about. One says, one is medame. Tarfim tells back Rabbi Akiva, you are medame. Ata dimisa le balmum, vani dimisa le ben grusha le ben chalutza. You compare a mikveh chasera to a balmum, means that he is a kohen, but he has a tzul to do avodah. So Rabbi Akiva, Tarfim tells Rabbi Akiva, you compare a mikveh chasera to a balmum, means that it is a mikveh. There's only one mikveh over a revias. But it's a psula in the Maisa Tfila. We label it as a Tfila psula. Maim Shein Guf Tfila Lohan. Said, Vani Dimisiv L'Cholo. I compare Mishra Chasera to a Cholo, means empty out of Tisha Kuna. There's no mikveh. Just like a Cholo, there's no Kuna at all. He's committed to the time of the Mason. So there's a mikveh that doesn't have our bone store. Nishka Mishra B'Chala. He's not even a mikveh for Kalim. It's not a mikveh for Odom. No, let's say a guy's a giant and he can't fit into Aboim Sor. He can't say the mikvah is a mikvah psula. Mikvah is a mikvah kshera. For other people it would be good. I just can't fit in. I'm very fat. I need a bigger mikvah. So even though everybody can, let's say a normal sized person can fit into a mikvah of Aboim Sor, Rabbi Akiva says, no, we consider it Maim Shein Guf Olam Baham. It is a mikvah. If it has a revias, if it has a Shein mikvah for Kalim and Fodom, it is a mikvah. But the halacha says that the Maisa HaTfila was not properly done. You need the rachat that's called the Torah Mamai. Maim Shekol Guf Olam Baham. The Kama, Shira, Aruch HaFamim, Baboim Sor, that's the din in the Maisa HaTfila.
It's really,
Right. The Chiddush Rab Chaim in Pia Shmua, they quote in the name of Rab Chaim, he gave a pshat in a Rashbo in Taurus Abayis. I never found the Rashbo. He said Rab Chaim said there's a Rashbo in Taurus Abayis who has the following din What if you have a mikveh, you turn on the faucet? The din is that maim shuvim is no good for me. Maim that was contained in the kli, maim shuvim is no good for me. That's the shadow of the rice of the Rabbanim, we discussed already. The Ramban says that it's the rice, kulo shava, rubi shava is the psul de rice. The Chabon says that kulo shava is only the Rabbanim. So the shaila is, what if you have water that you just turn on the tap and you get the water from there? Do you have to be koshesh? Where does the water come from? It rains and the reservoir collects the water. So that's not maim shuv. It came from the sky, so what's wrong with that? And it goes in the pipes, so what's wrong with the pipes? The pipes don't hold the water, it's not maim shuv. Shaila is, maybe the pipes are constructed in such a fashion that they contain the water. But the pipes are mekubal of karka, so maybe you should not consider them clean. So that's a shaila din, whether the water that comes out from the tap is considered maim shuv or not. So there was a rabbi in America 60 years ago, Rabbi Miller, who wrote a book, The Secret of the Jew, about Taras HaMishpoch. He tried to encourage everybody to make a mikveh in their own bathroom. And he shows how inexpensive it is, just as this, one, two, three, poof, poof, you got a mikveh in the shadows, but how big does the mikveh have to be? So he was makel on the shear of Aboim Sor. He was talmid of the Chafetz Chaim. He was makel on Aboim Sor. His book has a haskama from Harry Truman. Printed a letter from Harry Truman at the beginning of his book. The Secret of the Jew. There's two books, The Secret of the Jew, I think, and The Secret of Happiness. There used to be a Taras HaMishpacha Foundation. If you would send away, they would send you the books for nothing. But I think they gave away all the books already by now. I think it was already 30 years ago, 25 years ago, they gave away all the books. So no more. Maybe it's reprinted. So he has two coolers. He's known for two coolers in his book. He was a religious, he was a from a rabbi. So he wanted to encourage everybody. It's better to have this mikveh than to have nothing, than to violate Taras HaMishpacha. So he was makel on the aboim store, I had to figure it out, and then he was makel on the tap water. He said the tap water is not maim shuv. And he got some poskim to be maskin with. So that's in years ago, 40 years ago, people used to, some of the rabbis who were not so medakdek, European rabbis, not why you rabbis, not so, some of the rabbis are not so medakdek, used to make mikvahs like that. It's much less expensive. It doesn't cost $250,000 to make mikvah like that, just to make a hole in the ground and turn on the faucet, not so expensive. And generally speaking, no one accepts that now. We're all machna that we assume that the tap water may be maim shuvim, and even though it's only a suffix, the Ramah says that kula shov is a psul d'ran. So let's say we fill up, you have to check all the pipes from the reservoir to the mikveh to see that none of the pipes had any base kibul. The specific shaila that Rabbi Miller talks about in his, it's an English book, in his book, The Secret of the Jew, is about the water meter. That the in every community, in every place you have a water meter, so the water should be measured in order to know how much the homeowner has to be charged taxes. If you use more water, so you pay more taxes to the government. So the shot of the water meter is like a revolving door when you go into Macy's or Gimli. What do you call that? A revolving door. So the door, let's say, has a wall in the front and the back when you're walking, and you can, and then it has on the side, it has an entrance and an exit. So you can get caught on the side, and this, let's say the electricity stops. If it stops at the right spot, you can get caught in such a way you won't be able to get out of there. So this water meter is also apparently, I never saw one in my life, but that's the way the guy describes it. It's made in such a way that the water gets caught for a while in order to be measured, and then it spits it out on the other end. As the water is flowing through a pipe, so it's going to call a water meter in order to measure it. So the shaila is, does that make it maim shuvim? If the water meter would stop in the middle, it would have been caught in there, the water wouldn't be able to go. But it doesn't get caught, it keeps on going. So it goes into a kli, I'm enough to go out of the kli. Never stops for a second. So that's the shaila. So you got the few gedolim who said that it's not maim shuvim. Okay. You can understand, it's not shaila. Kli out there, or Sameach has, the gedolim in Europe wrote shuvas about this. But the water meter is maim shuvim. Why what? I don't know. But the problem is there may be other pipes also. That's not the only problem. There may be other pipes that are simply constructed in a fashion that has a basis.
So what do we say? Yeah. The water stays. It's not going all the way back to the rest.
I don't know. So these are the two things that he has in his sefer that are questionable. One is the size of the mikveh, how much is man's store, his maker on how many gallons. That's generally not accepted as cool. The other one is
I don't remember.
It's in print, yeah. So today, we don't accept that. So let's say you make a mikveh, you turn on the faucet. So we assume that the water may be maim shuvim. Even a sofik is a sveik of the rice, so it's no good. So you have to make a hashoka. You have to collect water on the roof and have the water go down a chute, find the water go down to another mikveh, and then you make a hashoka. how much water do you have to have in the kosher mikvah in order to make a hashok? Men saw. Maybe all you need is a rabbit. If the din of men saw is not a din in the chetz of the mikvah, it's just a din in the maisa tzvila, but I'm not going to be tabled in that because I'm going to tabled in this mikvah. So maybe all I need is a rabbit water that should be a kosher mikvah. Then I'll make a hashoka from that to make this also a kosher mikvah. And this mikvah is already going to have the memsor. So the ma'isat tefillah will be done here. So that's Rab Chaim talks about. In the Kiddush of Pi Hashmo, they quote that Rab Chaim said, there's a Torah Sabayis, Loharash Bo, where he discusses this issue. When you make a hashoka, there's a hashoka for tefillah, for the purpose of tefillah sodom, doesn't have to be made or the following. He quotes the Rajbo, I think, he claims that the Rajbo says like this, if I made a hashoka from a revias, a mikvah kasher from a revias to a memsor, mikvah of maim shuvim, the memsor will be good for tefillah ken, will be no good for tefillah sodom. He assumes that a mikvah of revias is a mikvah for kelim, and it's not a mikvah at all for odom. It's not just that it's a chisorin and a maisa too. It's not a mikvah at all for odom. Rav Chaim discusses whether it's correct now. So that's this shalom. If you learn up the Gemara well here, it looks like that's the machlokes. What's the getter havin of a chalal we know. Nishkin Kohen, and the Balmum is a Kohen, but he has a psul. So that seems to be the machlekes of Tarkan and Rabbi Kiva. What do you madame the mikvah haseh with him? There is a din mid the Rabbanon, lechatchila, that not only is a giyorot asur lekohen, but the giyor married a giyor. And they have a daughter, so the daughter is also asur lekohen. The Mishnah Kiddush. Gershon after Giyaris is a chumah with the rabbanon that the daughter is not allowed to come. But if the yevich she married a kohen, then the gemara says lo teisa. That's only a din with the rabbanon. That's not a din with the kohen. Those are the three dinim deraisa. There's a din of grusha, a din of zayna, and a din of chalola. Then there's a din with the rabbanon of chalutza. Chalutza is not permitted to marry a kohen with the rabbanon, but chalutza is only the rabbanon. So if you have a sofik chalutza and the yevich the kohen married already, the gemara says lo teisa. But if you have a bada chalutza and kohen with manazeh, that be discussed. Okay. I'd like really to learn a little graphic, but it's a little too much.